From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in, marking 100 days in office, Thursday said he would prevent war with North Korea at all costs. He urged South Koreans to believe there will be no war. Concerned over the North's rapid progress in developing nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision postponing plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence, visiting Chile, reaffirmed U.S. resolve in the face of the North Korean threat.
We truly believe that it's imperative that the regime in Pyongyang understand that all options are on the table. The United States of America will simply not permit a rogue regime in North Korea to possess usable nuclear weapons that can reach the continental United States and threaten our people.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
Those parties include the Koreas, the U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
He's called the outcome of the August 8 election that he lost to President Uhuru Kenyatta fraudulent. Some feared the 72-year-old politician would urge supporters to take to the streets in violent protest. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone Wednesday began a week of national mourning for hundreds who died in massive mudslides caused by heavy rains. While the grim task of burying the dead to avoid spreading disease begins, nearly 400 are known to have died, including members of this man's family.
I have a relative who used to live in this community, my younger sister and her three children with her husband. But unfortunately, they are all dead.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. Sunil Saigal is the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone.
People are extremely traumatized, quite naturally, from a devastating event like this. People are missing. Families have loved ones missing. The information we're getting from the communities is that this is the absolute priority to help find missing people and help provide support to the families.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed during the rainy season. Hundreds are still missing, some feared dead. Thousands more have been made homeless. The United States, Mexico, and Canada sat down in Washington Wednesday at the start of the first round of renegotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, a key campaign pledge by then-candidate Donald Trump. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. Trade Representative.
For countless Americans, this agreement has failed. We cannot ignore the huge trade deficits, the lost manufacturing jobs, the businesses that have closed or moved because of incentives, intended or not, in the current agreement.
Lighthizer said the U.S. is seeking concessions, including tougher rules of origin and changes in the 23-year-old PAC's trade dispute settlement mechanism. Vice President Pence is cutting short his trip to Latin America and returning to Washington late Thursday, reportedly preparing for a high-level meeting Friday with President Trump and advisors on strategy in Afghanistan. The administration has been working to come up with a new plan to end America's longest war, now 16 years old. In Afghanistan, a U.S. service member was killed and two other U.S. Force members were wounded during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. The U.N. Thursday said the number of South Sudanese refugees now in Uganda has reached 1 million, now considered the continent's biggest refugee crisis since the 1994 Rwanda genocide. The U.N. said most are women and children. The wife of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is seeking diplomatic immunity in South Africa, where she is the object of a complaint made of assault by a 20-year-old model who claims she beat her with an extension cord at a Johannesburg hospital this week. 52-year-old Grace Mugabe failed to appear in court Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.